Hey, special love to Paul Ginzink, who helped put us this video together. Paul Ginzink, thank you very much. Hey, welcome one and all to Hope College and a new chapel season. Who's ready to welcome chapel back into their life? Yes. Hey. Our team is so excited for this year and for this group of people that God has assembled together at Hope College. It is true. There is no place like Hope. We love Hope College. And not only because we have wonderful facilities and there are world-class programs. There's no place like Hope for a simple reason. And that reason is all around. And just take a minute to look around. This place is full. And it's filled with people. People who make Hope College what it is. There's no place like Hope because here you have an opportunity to get a world-class education because you can be in a relationship with world-class professors. There's no place like Hope because you don't just have a coach. You can have somebody that you can go and talk to about your life. You'll have the opportunities to have RDs and to have athletic trainers, to not just be given a library card, but actually to have real-life librarians walking around in the wild that you can talk to. You'll have opportunities to not just have administrators that are judiciously paying attention to the budgets. You'll have an opportunity to sit down in a dean of students' office or a provost's office. You don't have just somebody who loves being a president. You have somebody who loves being a student's president. Jim Boltman, our president, was last year. We love you. Come on. There's no place like Hope, my friends, for the simple reasons that you're here and that we get a chance to do this again together. What makes Hope special is the relationships, are the opportunities every single day to get to walk shoulder to shoulder with each other. And the better that we do that, the more beautiful this place becomes and our institution becomes worthy of its name. I hope that this year you are blessed with significant relationships that you will take into your whole life, whether they're professors or whether they're maybe just friends sitting around here. Hope College is a place where you have a chance to have friendships that stay with you your whole life long. And if you don't know this yet, you will. It is your relationships, it is your friendships that are some of the greatest gifts that God can ever give you. I hope this year you experience the depth and the height and the breadth of what real friendship and real relationships can give you. There's no place like Hope. There's one relationship that I hope that you have, though, that you take with you long after college. And maybe you came to college with this relationship, although you can't find it on a Facebook friend. Maybe it's a relationship that you've wondered about or you've heard other people have or that you just are a little suspicious about, and that's okay. But it is the relationship that gives Hope College its mission. It is the relationship that sets our education curriculum in its larger and proper context. It's a relationship with the living God. Jesus says this in John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That they may know you, the one true and living God, and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. My prayer for you is that as we launch into this year, that you would be open to not just knowing about, but knowing. Knowing about something and someone is really different than knowing about and knowing someone. You can read about Paul Boersma on the internet, but unless you sit down with Paul Boersma, you don't know Paul Boersma. And to know Paul Boersma is to love Paul Boersma. I want you to know Jesus and invite you, wherever you're at in the landscape of your life, maybe that's something you're open to, maybe that's something you're really suspicious about, we want to invite you to explore and to wonder what that kind of relationship might mean for your life. You might come from a church background or no church background. You might come with a lot of questions or think you have all the answers. Wherever you're at, you are invited to be here. This is Hope's Chapel. It is a sanctuary. It is a safe place for you, wherever you're at, whatever your circumstances. Because we believe something fundamental, that if you come in with an openness, God will meet you. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened. And if you have the faith to risk walking through that door, I believe with all my heart, you will encounter a living God who wants you to know him, not just know about him. And when you know him, I believe you will be encountered and transformed into somebody who is worthy of this institution's name. It is true. There is no place like Hope. And if we know the living God and Jesus Christ who he has sent, there's no way this year can't be anything but our greatest year together. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are a God that reveals yourself to us so that we can know you. I pray as we begin this year that you will pour out your Holy Spirit on each person here, that they may be pulled into your reality where you reveal yourself to them in a very personal and intimate way. Whatever circumstances people are navigating right now, whether this is their first chapel as a freshman or their first chapel as a senior, whether they're a transfer student, whether they're somebody who is excited or maybe a little suspicious, Lord, we pray your Spirit will be upon them, and you will be gracious to them. Bless this, our beloved Hope College, in the year ahead. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everyone said,
Amen.
Go in peace, my friends.